Joining us now from Colombo, Sri Lanka, is Mark Malik Brown, the new Chief of Staff to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Mr. Malik Brown, thanks very much for taking the time.
I'm delighted. Thank you.
Could you give us some idea of what you've seen over the past few days?
I've just been in Banda Aceh, Indonesia, with the Secretary General, and it is an extraordinary devastation. Imagine a wave at 450 miles an hour hitting a shoreline and only being stopped when it reaches hills and higher ground. Everything in the way is gone. And in that sense, it is a much more intense, concentrated level of destruction than you would see in a normal natural disaster or in a war. And it's going to have real consequences, both in the capacity of communities to rebuild, because not only are their villages and towns completely gone, but of course, huge numbers of the community themselves, in some cases perhaps up to 80% of the people are gone. So both the social capital as well as the physical capital for reconstruction is very impaired.
How would you prioritize what needs to be done right now?
Well, we are still in what I would describe as a sort of real emergency life-saving phase, where we have reached the easy places to reach in Sri Lanka and Indonesia. But we're now struggling to reach the harder places where there aren't convenient airfields, where the roads from the nearest airfield have been broken. So we've got to kind of get to people. And once we've got that under control, and I think now that is a matter of days, we'll very quickly move to the next phase of the crisis, which is helping people start to clean up and begin to get back on their own feet. A huge number of the victims are fishing people, and they've nearly all lost their boats. And so quick strategies to get the fishing sector going again to some extent and to enable them to address their housing needs, all very early priorities.
Did you get pledges of enough money from the nations of the world?
We did good on pledges. We've now got to see if we do as well on checks. There's always a gap between the pledging and the check writing. And, you know, what we want to say to people is, look, we've got a huge relief operation now geared up, and it's thirsty for cash. It needs money now. But all the monies that are pledged far exceed what we could spend in the next few weeks. We just don't have the capacity to do that. And so donors have to pace themselves. They've got to make sure they write some checks quickly for this first phase, but then that in the months ahead, there's money for giving people the means to start rebuilding their own lives.
What do you make, Mr. Malik Brown, of the statement that Doctors Without Borders made this week, where they said, look, please don't earmark any more contributions, at least to us, for tsunami relief. We have more than we can spend. Don't forget our other programs.
Well, good for Doctors Without Borders. There have always been a sort of thoroughly honest organization. But don't confuse the particular with the general. There are many other organizations who've not yet reached that point of luxury of being able to say we don't need more. But a phenomenon that we're seeing all over the region now is that some communities and some issues are very well served, and yet at the same time around the corner, other communities which are very underserved. So one of the purposes of a UN coordination of this mass of disparate efforts is to try and even out between communities and agencies of surplus with those where there's a deficit.
This tragedy is occurring at a time that there are questions about UN leadership, from the Oil for Food investigation that proceeds to apparently a popular movie, Hotel Rwanda, which is raising questions that happened just a decade ago about the UN's indifference, at least in that area of the world. Do you see this as, at the same time, as an opportunity for the UN to re-energize its leadership and relationship with the nations of the world?
I do. I mean, I think for us it's a huge challenge which we must rise to. Because really, when something like Rwanda happens, which was just a terrible tragedy, you know, it was partly because the UN didn't have the command of public opinion in the US or Europe to go over the heads of government and say, a genocide is happening. You must force your government to help us intervene.
Mark Malik Brown is the new Chief of Staff for UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.